In this episode of Social Media Secrets, we're going to dive on into part two of this powerful series. We're talking about imposter syndrome. If you haven't listened to episode one, go back and listen to that first. Let's cue that intro and get this episode going. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, I've been having a ton of fun. Oh my gosh, diving into this series. At first, I wasn't sure if I wanted to make it a series, and as I started to record episode one, I was like, yep, let's make this a series, especially because this comes up a lot. I see so many people, you know, saying, I feel stuck. I feel like I'm a total fraud. I feel like I'm not always going to let everyone down. And so we wanted to just kind of share extra value. Make sure you listen until the end because I'm going to share with you 27 strategies that I use to help me beat imposter syndrome. It used to take me down for at least a week or for several weeks while I was working in corporate hiding. You know when you're sitting at your desk not really getting work done, but you're kind of like hiding from the big responsibilities and you're like, I hope no one asks me about this. So it used to take me down for a week or so or a couple weeks. Now it takes me down for 5 to 45 minutes, which is a really fast turnaround time. So I am sharing with you guys the 27 strategies that have supported me in beating it over and over and over again. But let's cue that intro and get this episode going. Hey guys, it's me. Oh my gosh, we are ready for part two of this series. This is 9 signs that you might have imposter syndrome. Now, I'm excited to share this because chances are if you're listening to this, you've experienced imposter syndrome on some level. If you don't know what that is and you're like, I don't know, but I'm here and I'm excited, go back to the last episode and listen to what is imposter syndrome. Because without that, this one won't make that much sense unless you've thoroughly studied imposter syndrome. I'm obsessed, so I have studied it plus resources plus strategies plus all the things. All right, let's dive on in. Here are the 9 signs that you might have imposter syndrome. Sign number 1 that you might have imposter syndrome: dwelling on the past. Ooh, sorry, I could have directly added you, right? That one hurts a little bit because if you hold yourself to the past, the patterns of the past do not support you for the new desires of the future and sometimes even the present. In the past, you did the best you could, but if you hold yourself to the past, if you dwell on the past, the things that went wrong, the things that you've done, the way you've always done things, you will never change and grow. It's kind of like saying, you know, I'm a baby. I can't walk because I've always crawled. Or remember that one time I tried to walk and I fell? Or I can't eat a steak. I eat baby food. Right, but you're also not a baby anymore. So if you hold yourself to the patterns of the past, you will never allow the room for you to grow and or even make mistakes. It's okay to make mistakes. Don't hold the mistakes of your past against yourself. Does that make sense? Cool. Sign number 2 that you might have imposter syndrome: feeling like a fraud. Anyone feel like they're playing pretend all day? Oh my gosh, does this sound familiar? Even as I record this, I'm like, I feel like I'm pretending to be a podcaster when really I'm just like this mega nerd mom that likes to, you know, have fun and watch YouTube videos and stuff. But the truth is, you guys, everyone's making it up as they go. Everyone feels like a fraud. Nobody has ever led a billion-dollar business until they have, until they're doing it. No one has ever been a mom until they do. I remember when I had my daughter. I had my daughter, Dakota, when I was 21 years old. And I remember sitting in the hospital and the doctor and nurse, they were like, okay, so everything's good. You're good to go home. And I looked at them and I had like wide eyes and I said, does the baby need water? Like, you're not telling me anything. And I was so unprepared in that moment and I was so nervous. And I remember going home and holding her and I tried to like baby talk to her, but it felt so unnatural to me at that point. And I was like, oh, sweetie, 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 it's okay, sweetie. And I couldn't step into that nurturing place because I felt like a total fraud. Guess what? Everyone feels like a fraud until they've done it to some extent. You know, by the time Delilah came around, I was on it. I understood how to talk to a baby and how to hold a baby and how to get a baby to stop crying, that a baby didn't need water. But when Paul came into the picture, he was like, are you sure she doesn't need water? Because it was his first time with a baby. And then when Dom came around, we were like, we've got this, carrying him, you know, like over the shoulder. I'm joking. We supported his head. But I'm saying by the time you're on the third baby, you're like, I've got this. Most people don't know what they're doing on their first time around. Most people feel like a fraud. So just want to give you that little heads up. So that is a good sign that you have imposter syndrome. Sign number three that you might have imposter syndrome, lack of self-confidence in your position. We're not even going to go into this. If you have a lack of self-confidence in your position, in your role, you might have imposter syndrome. Sign number four, doubts about your abilities and or your achievements. Sound familiar to anyone? Oh my gosh. If you're having doubts about your abilities or your achievements, chances are you're normal and you have imposter syndrome. The thing that's so interesting is you don't really know what your abilities are until you're stretching them, which means you're sometimes going to fall outside of your capabilities, or rather your abilities, which is very exciting. If you're not failing, you're not stretching. Got it? It's totally normal. Let's dive on into number five, and this is negative self-talk. Maybe you're saying, I'm so dumb, or there's no way I can pull this off. My team doesn't respect me. I'm not good enough to lead them. Okay, that's a really good sign. It's a bad sign. It's a sign that you have imposter syndrome. Your self-talk is a great way to quickly know where you stand in your relationship to yourself. Cool? All right, so let's keep on going. Is anyone saying like, oh my gosh, I already know I have imposter syndrome? There's a couple more, and these are super, super important. Okay, number six, constant comparison to other people. This is super, 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 super important. I know I'm not supposed to share all of the solutions or strategies yet because this is just about deciding whether or not you have it, but I can't help it for a second. Life is not a competition. Life is not a competition. Did you hear that? I'm going to say it again. Life is not a competition. If I compare myself, I will never win. There's always someone who is prettier, smarter, nicer, more talkative, more put together, with better hair, clearer skin, more generosity in their heart. There's always someone. If you compare yourself, you will never win. Constant comparison is going to rob you of this entire experience of life. I just have to put that out there. Cool. I think we're on number seven. Apparently, I can't do math. Anxiety might be a sign that you have imposter syndrome. We're not going to go too far into that because I'm not a psychologist yet. And number eight, self-doubt. If you're constantly doubting yourself, it's a really good sign that you have imposter syndrome. And number nine, and this one is so big, okay? I'm just going to tell you guys, there are so many things that I wish I had done differently. And if I had listened to this very podcast, I would have known sooner in life I had imposter syndrome and I would have taken action differently. Number nine, this is the ninth sign that you might have imposter syndrome, and that is distrust in your own intuition. I'm getting real quiet here for a reason. There's so many times when my gut told me something that did not make sense and went completely counter to the advice of even experts. Especially as a mom, especially as a business owner, especially as a human. I have learned through life to not distrust my intuition just because someone else has more experience. Trust your intuition. Distrusting your intuition is a sign you have imposter syndrome. You're trusting someone else because they have a credential. You're trusting someone else because they went to school for something. You're trusting someone else for whatever reason. Your intuition is so much more important than you give it credit for. And I just have to put that out there. Now, we're going to keep on going with this amazing series because I know this is going to serve so many people. If you want to grab 27 strategies that I have used and continually use to beat imposter syndrome, because by the way, it's not a one and done thing. It's not just like it disappears overnight because you learn these like 1, 2, 3 steps. If you want to grab that, head on over to rachelpeterson.com/podcast or check out the show notes on this episode on wherever you're listening to it. You'll find it there. I will catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye for now.